What do you think of when you hear the title motorcycle gang? Bikers associated with the term are often portrayed as violent by television and other media outlets. Take this clip from the popular HBO series, Sons of Anarchy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do you think I'm kidding?
South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett spoke with those in motorcycle clubs who say they're not in a gang.
The sound of motorcycle engines filled the air following the Motorcycle Museum's Hall of Fame induction ceremony during the Sturgis Rally. The event drew hundreds of people, some sporting leather vests and patches associated with different motorcycle gangs. Jim Putnam is wearing a patch that reads Lawmakers.
A little bit about the Lawmakers Motorcycle Club. It is a nationwide motorcycle club formed in the early 80s by United States Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell. And it is made up only of elected legislators, governors, or any elected official that would not be associated with law enforcement. Only law makers.
Putnam was a South Dakota legislator for 26 years and is now the national president of the Lawmakers Club. He says members aim to support motorcycle safety.
Our values are to support motorcycling all over in these different states and vote for motorcycle rights and vote against things that harm our motorcycles.
Another group of bikers wore yellow shirts that read "The Hamsters" instead of vests or patches. Donnie Smith is one of 355 total members of the Hamsters. He says they don't want to be considered a motorcycle club or gang.
Putting motorcycle and club in a sentence, it kind of gets a different meaning, and we like to be considered a group.
Smith says almost all of the members ride custom motorcycles and aid in charity work.
We just had our banquet on Monday night. We raised, through the silent auction, $247,000, which the total over about the last 10 years is, I think, $2.1 million we've given to a Youthscape Children's Care Hospital. And we're pretty proud of our group. They do a good job. It's an amazing auction, and that's what we do.
Bikers are expected to start leaving the Black Hills this weekend as the Sturgis Rally comes to an end. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.